Guy Code with Renan Osoye.
Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Renan Osoye. Now, I record this episode with a heavy heart. There have been several cases of men in this country, Kenya, dying at the hands of their lovers. And very recently, these cases have really been all over the media, social media, and in the news. As I record this podcast, at least there have been two or three instances that have been reported in the news just this week. And this podcast episode is to give guys a few tips that will help in their own safety, a few red flags that they need to know when dealing with women, because guess what? Men can feel insecure also. Men can also feel in danger in these relationships. So when you see a household and you assume it's always the man who will always be the threat and the perpetrator, you got it wrong. This is 2021. These ladies are not, you know, damsels in distress in all these relationships. They can be dangerous people too. They can be criminals as well. So here are a few tips I want to share with you guys. 5 unavoidable red flags in women. I'll just get right into it. Number one is if she is temperamental. Okay? Guys, you know the difference between someone who is passionate and someone who loses their composure way too many times. When she loses her cool way too many times, she says, oh, you know, I'm sorry, just my temper got the best of me, or my anger got the best of me, and I did this, that, and I said this and that. You should watch out. Do not give it a pass too many times. Okay? You know passionate people who are passionate in certain situations, but when it happens way too many times, look out. Okay? Take note of it. Do not let it slide. Because, you know, oh, some people who just have that in their character. No way. She might have yelled out. She might have maybe thrown something in the moment and then she wants to apologize. Oh, you know, I don't know what got into me. It was just in the moment. I don't usually do that. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And she just hopes that you would pick up on it until it's too late. Recognize it, highlight it, and do something about it. Tell her, yo, you need to address that. There are some hidden issues that you are yet to address. Address them. So that is number one, if she's temperamental. Number two, passive aggression. If she holds back way too much and never seems to have an outlet, you know, she lets things slide. You know, what's bothering you? Nothing. And she lets it slide. Quiet. What's bothering you? Nothing. She doesn't want to address it. She just lets it slide and she sucks for hours, even days. Look out, guys. You don't know what's going on in her head during that time. She's quiet, okay? When she's bottling in a lot and does not express it in any way, I'm talking she doesn't express it maybe through a confidant. She doesn't get a therapist. She doesn't have no outlet, nothing. She just bottles it up all inside. There's one day that all of it will come out. And guess what? You may be at the receiving end. Watch out, guys. Watch out. These passive aggressive ones, the quiet ones, who you see, oh, you know, she's just weak like that. No. You do not know what's in her head and she doesn't share it with any living soul. And guess what? You might just find out when it's too late and you're at the receiving end. And guys will be shocked on your behalf because you'll be long gone. So that's number two, passive aggression. Number three, greed. If she always wants more and she is insatiable, she has an insatiable lust. She always demands more and requests get even more and more aggressive. Okay? You know the difference, guys. You know the difference between someone who is driven, ambitious, and someone who is greedy. You know, those ones who they ask for one favor, okay, and the favor becomes more bigger, more ambitious, and the demands get more aggressive, you know, pay for me this, pay for me that, I want this, I want that, I want to get this, I want to get that. And this is a woman that you see is greedy, who always wants to achieve whatever, maybe a lifestyle or a certain amount of cash by any means necessary. Guess what? One of those any means necessary is taking your life. Be very, very careful, guys. Very careful. These women who have insatiable lust, who always want more and more and more, they demand for more from you. And if you cannot provide that, there's a tantrum. You know, she causes a fit. She complains. She goes on a whole tantrum. Be very careful. Okay? Do not let it slide. That is a big red flag. You need to put a stop to it or leave. Because all this greed, she can handle it at her expense, not at your expense of your life. That is number three, greed. Number four is when she is too controlling. When she wants to control your whereabouts, wants to control how you spend time and your resources, how you even spend time with your friends. Be careful, guys. These are the people who want you to detach from all the people that mean something to you. Because if you have a life, of course, you deal with several people. You have friends, you have acquaintances, you have family. And this is a person who wants to be your everything, that your whole life surrounds and circles around them. Be very careful. When they are this controlling, be very, very careful. This is someone who wants you to own you to herself, and that no one else will be able to access you apart from them. Okay? And this is a person who, it can reach a point where they can say that since they can't have you all to themselves, no one else will. And they will take you out. Because they are that controlling. They are that manipulative. If you notice these signs, do not avoid them. Address them. Say, hey, my freedom means a lot to me. And I won't let anyone else, you know, try and control it. Try and measure it. Try and, you know, try to make you accountable to them. No way. Okay? So take note of it and address it. People who are controlling, people want you to detach, you know. It's either them or me. It's either the whole so-and-so on me. Listen, you want a whole individual. Okay? If someone wants you to be their own pedestal, to worship, put them on a pedestal, and to be your only priority is them, then you really need to evaluate that relationship. Okay? You're not going to worship any ground that someone walks on. That is not something you will do. And you'll not be controlled, because you have your own life and you have your own purpose. They found you as a complete free human being. They will leave you as that way. You have nothing to lose. That is number four, if she is controlling. The last one is if she has the background of growing up in a violent home. This is one of the things that you really need to touch on while getting to know someone, maybe on the dating and all that, is that you have to know the background. Did you grow up in a violent home? Did you witness a lot of violence, conflicts in a home, and how was it handled? Was it handled physically? Was it handled through mediation, talking it out? If there was a lot of violence, then you can make sure that those memories are still fresh if they are not being handled through quite some time in therapy or something like that. So if you grew up in a violent home, just know that's all she's known. And she will emulate what was demonstrated to her. Maybe someone did not die in that household, but when she begins to emulate what she saw, she might end up killing someone, even though no one died in that household. So be very careful of knowing the background of the kind of people you deal with, especially women, and especially someone you live with, right? Be very careful. So these are just five things I really wanted to share with you guys in this very trying time that could save your life, and that you really need to take in account when dealing with someone you're dating, someone you're living with, someone your wife. Take these things into account and just evaluate them. Evaluate these red flags if they are present in this current relationship you're in, and do something about them. Till next time, guys, stay safe. This has been Guy Code. Talk to you next time.
Guy Code with Renan Osweyer.